From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jarablus, now under control of the Islamic group. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from ISIS forces. Dorian Jones reports on increased tensions in the area.
Since Monday, Turkish artillery has been shelling Islamic State forces in the Syrian border town of Jarablus. Jarablus is a key supply route for IS, the last remaining town under its control on the Turkish border. Turkey has been massing tanks on the Syrian border to offer support ahead of a widely predicted offensive to capture Jarablus by the Turkish-backed Syrian Free Army forces. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A strong earthquake shook central Italy early Wednesday, causing extensive damage to areas near the epicenter and killing at least three people. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The quake was felt across a broad section of central Italy, including the capital, Rome, where people in homes in the historic center felt a long swaying followed by aftershocks. Authorities in Thailand said Wednesday that a bomb exploded near a hotel in the urgency insurgency racked region in the south, killing one employee and wounding 29 people. Second blast Tuesday in the popular tourist town of Pattani resulted only in property damage. Muslim separatists have waged an insurgency in the area for more than a decade in the Buddhist-majority country. This is VOA News. France and Germany are calling on the European Union to adopt common rules to limit messaging, encryption, or codes on social media in the battle against terrorism. Lisa Bryan has more on a meeting of French and German interior ministers in Paris.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said France and Germany do not want to ban encrypted messaging, but rather to work with social media groups to limit its use by Islamist radicals. Speaking alongside his German counterpart, Cazeneuve said European intelligence services and magistrates should be able to identify coded messages used by extremists through applications like Telegram and WhatsApp and use them as evidence against perpetrators. The two countries want European Union member states to discuss common legislation at a meeting next month. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
South Sudan's opposition leader Riek Machar is said to be getting medical treatment in Sudan. Sudan's information minister told VOA Tuesday that the opposition leader was brought to Sudan in serious condition, suffering from some sort of chest infection and a problem with his leg. Machar went into hiding last month after fighting broke out in the capital Juba between forces loyal to Machar and those backing his rival, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir. Officials say 2 days of fighting between the al-Shabaab militant group and the regional forces in the southwestern Somali area have left at least 15 people dead. The fighting took place outside Mora Gabi village in the Bakool region. Forces of the Bakool government and surrounding regions have recently stepped up military operations to open roads blocked by al-Shabaab. U.S. authorities are investigating Russian cyber attacks targeting information collected by journalists at the New York Times and other news organizations. U.S. authorities say the cyber attacks may be an attempt to gain an understanding of the current American political scene and leading up to the November 8th presidential election. Information collected by key journalists could provide links to their sources or offer hints about possible unpublished stories related to Russia. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has abandoned his call to deport all 11 million illegal aliens, or rather immigrants, living in the United States. Instead, Trump says he will send convicted criminals to their home countries and handle other immigration residency disputes, much the way the country does now, but with greater urgency. Trump says he is not flip-flopping on the deportation issue and has not ended his vow to build a wall along the country's southern border. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.